producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today. And we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the next segment. We're going to be talking about what has been termed by the Telegraph the biggest science scandal ever. Well, man-made global warming and the manipulation of the data to support that may be the biggest scandal ever in science, or maybe it's the lies that we're being told about vaccines and the demands that we get the shots whether or not we like it or not. There's two parts about this that bother me. One of them is informed, and the other part is consent. And, of course, our government doesn't think that we should be informed about anything that they're doing. And as we just saw in that flashback to 1976, the 60 Minutes report, when they do give you information, frequently they lie to you about what they're doing. We've seen that with everything they do, whether it's the NSA or anything. They constantly are telling us we don't really need to be informed about what they're doing. They're doing that right now with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships. They're negotiating these things in secret. They don't think that our elected representatives should know what they're doing. They certainly don't think we should know what they're doing, because we're not, in their terms, stakeholders. We're not in the game. We're not in the poker game. We don't have a stake in this. We're just the sheep that they're going to do this to. Before we leave the vaccine issue, I want to bring up one more thing, and that is, why Japan banned the MMR vaccine? Now, back in the early 90s, they banned it because they said that out of the nearly 4,000 medical compensation claims relating to vaccines, fully a quarter of them had been made by those that had gotten the MMR vaccine. They said 1.8 million children had been given two types of MMR, and a record number in 1993 developed non-viral meningitis and other adverse conditions. And here's the interesting thing, because, you know, we get all these statistics from the CDC, and quite frankly, I'm losing my confidence in anything the CDC says. They're telling us that there's a chance 1 in 1,000 today that you will die if you get measles. And, of course, before the vaccination program started in the 1960s, according to the CDC's own data, there was a chance of 1 in 10,000 that you would die from the measles. But now they're saying it's 1 in 1,000. This is interesting. Out of Japan, they said that 1 in every 900 children was experiencing problems related to the vaccines. They said that was over 2,000 times higher than what they had been told. You see, when they want your consent, they lie to you about the information. You're not allowed to be told the truth about whether it's effective or whether or not it's safe. And this is the last thing I want to say about this. Tests on the spinal fluid of 125 children affected were carried out to see if the vaccine had gotten into the children's nervous system. They found one that was confirmed case and two further suspected cases. In other words, these are neurological diseases that people are suffering from, just as we saw in the case of swine flu. They were coming down, for the most part, with Guillain-Barré syndrome, other things. There were autoimmune diseases as well as diseases and attacks on the central nervous system. The woman who got it, who basically did not take vaccines at the time, she was reluctant to get it. Her husband was very grief-stricken that he had talked her into doing it. She was essentially paralyzed. They had to do a tracheotomy on her to keep her from dying. She couldn't even breathe on her own. She would never be able to walk on her own after that. And that was all for something that never materialized. They pushed that on everybody, even though they didn't have any known confirmed cases. So when we look at this, what Japan was doing was they basically stopped the MMR vaccine, which is what Dr. Andrew Wakefield was suggesting people do. Get separate measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. Get it at different times. Spread this out if you're going to get the vaccines. And, of course, we still have concerns about other things that are in the vaccines, the adjuvants, the preservatives, other contaminants that are in the vaccines. They're not a clean vaccine. There's an article up on Slate saying, hey, we need to force the parents, we need to sue the parents, we need our herd immunity. They say protecting the herd. And they show a picture of people who are protesting it, and they say, Virginia wants clean vaccines. They don't even ask what a clean vaccine would be. Well, a clean vaccine would be something without aluminum, without formaldehyde, without so many of these other things that are added to it that completely change the nature of it. It's no longer there just to provoke an active immunity. There are additives to it, and those additives then become the story. You need to understand what's going on, because people who don't are going to be forced to do something that is not in their best interest. They're going to be pulled into it.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I am sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining me now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to talk about this story that's at the top of Drudge, the fiddling with temperature data being the biggest science scandal ever. Well, you know, there's a lot of science scandals out there, and we have a lot of scandals about the integrity of the media, as we're seeing with the Brian Williams scandal. But, of course, it goes way beyond his own personal integrity to the things that the mass media is promoting, like man-made global warming. Before we go to Paul, though, I want to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have a new one now, Ancient Defense. It's the new flagship product at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now, with a special introductory offer, you can get it for 25% off. That's only $14.99 for a very limited time. And that combines, this is Ancient Defense, combines the power of ancient herbs with cutting-edge developments in nutritional science to produce this proprietary extract blend. So this is something that helps to support the operation. It is something that you need to do to promote your immune system, your own personal defense. Your best immune system is your best protection against these types of diseases. You need to take responsibility for your own personal health. That's one of the reasons why it gets me so angry when I see people telling me I just need to shut up and listen to the people in authority. They don't need my consent. They don't need to inform me what's in this. I just need to shut up and take my vaccines and give them to my kids. And I guess that's something I've seen you talk about too, Paul. The fact that they no longer care even enough to lie to us about the statistics, as we were just talking about the last hour, back in the swine flu epidemic. So many people were harmed with that. They were lying to them about what they were giving them. But today they don't even care. They just say, we're not even going to tell you anything. Just do what we say.
Well, what's amazing, David, about this whole vaccine debate is just the vehemence with which the mainstream media has come out and shamed so-called anti-vaxxers. And again, they're using the same kind of narrative which they use to frame Holocaust deniers. So yeah. Even though this case in California out of Disneyland was caused, this measles outbreak was caused by a foreigner visiting Disneyland, it had nothing whatsoever to do with the domestic vaccination program in California. They suddenly blamed everything on anti-vaxxers. And of course, we shouldn't consider for a second the fact that the pharmaceutical industry, which advertises on CNN, on Fox News, on MSNBC, is worth billions and billions of dollars a year. Yet we're told not even to consider for a second the fact that that could have some impact, some direction, some sway in the narrative we've seen over the past couple of weeks, which is to denounce people who merely question what's being injected into their own body and into the body of their children. So,
yeah, I don't think we would ever see.
What shocked me about it was just this witch hunt that took place against anybody who questioned vaccines whatsoever, when we know that the measles vaccine in the past 10 years has killed around 112 people, I believe, in America. The measles virus has killed nobody. So to be denounced merely for asking questions about the safety, the side effects of vaccines is the most shocking aspect for me.
And it's just amazing to me, especially when we go back and we look at what happened in 1976. I mean, everything is being replayed now, except that there isn't a 60 Minutes organization in the mainstream media that's going out there and asking these kinds of questions because, as you pointed out, they're all owned by the pharmaceutical companies. Most of the ads that you see on the big news channels are pharmaceutical ads. And as I said earlier, if people can't look at those ads where they have the fluffy sunshine puppy dogs and children playing in the fields, if they can't look at that and listen to the rapid litany of complications that you're going to get possibly from that pharmaceutical drug, if they can't recognize that cognitive dissonance there, then I'm really concerned that they're going to ram this thing down people's throat. And certainly these pharmaceutical companies own the mainstream media. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and the other angle, of course, was, you know, we saw when Senator Rand Paul, before he became senator in 2010, was running his campaign, they desperately attempted to dig up any kind of scandal whatsoever on Rand Paul. The best they could do is the Aqua Buddha controversy, some prank that he did in college like 30 years ago. Yeah. And now they seized upon a comment he made on a radio show to turn the entire narrative of the news cycle for the entirety of the past week about this question of mandatory vaccination. So it was also obviously a ploy to try and demonize Rand Paul because they want a Republican establishment candidate to run against probably Hillary. So whereas Chris Christie almost immediately backed away and retracted, you know, Rand Paul stood firm, at least at first, then he had the photo of being injected with the vaccine, but it was definitely used to try and defame and demonize Rand Paul. That's what we saw with the whole media juggernaut that arose after basically a throwaway comment he made on a radio show.
Well, you know, the way this is being sold, just like Megyn Kelly was saying, sometimes we need Big Brother, you know. This is the time when we need Big Brother. We see Forbes on the right. We see Slate on the left talking about how we need to sue parents who don't vaccinate, how we need to jail them. And, of course, they always want to present this, Paul, in the sense of protecting the herd. Well, you know, you're not going to have herd immunity if you don't have individual immunity. And that's why I was talking about these previous outbreaks where they've had over 50% of the people have been vaccinated twice, or the one in New York where 100% of the people had been vaccinated. Patient zero had been vaccinated twice. They're not providing these people with individual immunity. And in the same way, you're told that you need to get rid of your civil liberties. You shouldn't have any consent issues there that you can object to. You know, you shouldn't be able to say, I object, I don't want to do this, I want to opt out. No, you shouldn't do that because it's in the herd's best interest for you to do this. Well, if the herd's not protected by that individually, then they're not going to be protected collectively. And if you don't protect people's individual rights, then we're not going to be a safer society. That's what people can't seem to understand.
Yeah, the point I made about it, which, you know, aside from the science itself, even if you accept the basic scientific foundation of vaccinations, which most people do, to then give the government power at gunpoint, basically, to inject someone against their will, which is the logical conclusion of the argument, that's what they want, that's what the legislation introduced in California is calling for, that is more of a threat than either the measles virus itself or even the side effects of the vaccine. Yes. So they're trying to even go beyond that debate and say, give us the power to inject you at gunpoint with whatever we want. And then you can extrapolate that out to scientists all over the world who have called for putting lithium in the tap water to keep people happy, to get suicide rates down. So if you give them that power, if you create that pretext, that could spin out of control in a hurry. But they've tried to frame the debate around this whole power issue of giving the government the authority to inject somebody at gunpoint against their will. So that's the point I made in the video. We need to win that debate first, and then we can talk about the science and the side effects of the vaccine. But for them to immediately seize upon that and try to establish that precedent is the biggest threat, in my view.
We could see that this was coming back when there was the Ebola concerns, because we had some pharmaceutical-developed drugs that they were working on, and there was a lot of talk at the time about how, well, you know, if this gets out of control, we're going to have these untested pharmaceutical drugs or vaccines or something that we're going to use to treat people. We're not going to have time to test them, so we're going to have to mandate this in the public's interest. We're going to have to mandate that people get this, even though we haven't tested it. And so what they're doing now, I think, Paul, is they're using this measles situation. They're trumping it up into something that is all out of proportion to the actual risk, because they're trying to set an established precedent here where they can force us to take untested drugs with a medical tyranny. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about another science issue, and that is global warming. We'll be right back.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver, because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. Now, there's a story that's at the top of the Drudge Report, several links, about people questioning the readjustment of temperatures to show a warming trend. This is something that's been going on for quite a while. We had ClimateGate back in 2009 and after, where they leaked 1,000 emails in the first ClimateGate. We also had 5,000 emails later leaked. And this is something, Paul, that started in the UK. This was predominantly the emails from East Anglia University, I believe, if I remember correctly, the climate research unit there. And, of course, there was a lot of back and forth about the data not matching their models. How could they, quote, hide the decline? It looks like they found a way to do it very easily. We've got a report out of Fox News that says a report released earlier this week by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency, NOAA, said this is the warmest year ever in the nation in 2012, and yet Roy Spencer, a climatologist at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, is not buying it. He says 2012 wasn't necessarily warmer than it was back in the 1930s. NOAA has made so many adjustments to the data, it's ridiculous. And another person, Steve Goddard, said the adjusted data is meaningless garbage. It bears no resemblance to the thermometer data that it started out as. Every time NOAA makes adjustments, they make recent years warmer. I'm very suspicious, especially for how warm they have made 2012. Paul, what's your take?
Well, they came out and said that 2014 was the hottest year ever, all these big scientific bodies, NOAA, NASA, etc. But they were using the temperature data from the surface measurement models, when in fact, if you take the temperature data from the satellite measurements, it shows that the 18-year, quote, pause in global warming was maintained in 2014. It's known that the satellite data is more accurate than the ground data. And even with the ground data, if you accept that as fact, the margin of error in which it could have been wrong was higher than the gauge they said that it, you know, signified that 2014 was the hottest year ever. So that was basically debunked. Now this has come out, which is even bigger. And as he said, of course, ClimateGate, it came out that with the hacked emails that these top climate bodies, including the one in East Anglia, which is one of the three biggest in the world, they were sending emails to each other expressing the need to, quote, hide the decline in global temperatures. The global warming alarmists came back and said, well, why would they need to hide the decline when the raw data proves that global warming has been a trend throughout the past 20 years? This, I believe the first email was from 99. Well, now it's come out that a blogger investigated the raw data initially from Paraguay, from this surface temperature measurement. Then he went and looked at one in the Arctic, Canada, and Siberia. And in each case, and this is in the Telegraph, it's top of Drudge, we've also got it in InfoWars, they added at least 1 degree to the raw data in each one of these separate ground surface temperature measurements.
Why not?
So that proves that they've deliberately amended and adjusted these figures to fit with their narrative of global warming increasing over the past 20 years, when in fact the satellite data shows that it's stable, that there has been no global warming over the past 20 years. So again, they've been caught completely red-handed. There are now climatologists saying that these people should be put in jail. Other people who fake scientific data get put in jail routinely. And now we see this, and we're going to see a massive cover-up to try and explain this away from the climate change lobby.
Well, of course, there's huge consequences involved in this because they want to use this to establish a global taxation regime. And they also want to replace the central banks and their paper currency. They want to replace that with a system where we not only have to pay some private corporation every time they print paper money, we have to pay some private corporation every time we do anything that involves using any energy or releasing any natural gases like CO2 or methane. So that's something that essentially could be used to shut down everybody. I mean, if you every time your pet dog breaks wind, you got to send a check to Al Gore. I mean, that is a recipe for complete control of the economy from a global perspective. They need to have something, Paul, that they can enact globally to take money from us on a global scale to fund a global government. We should all be very skeptical of how this is being used, and we should all be very skeptical of how they have fought tooth and nail to hide these emails. I mean, Michael Mann in University of Virginia was also involved in these East Anglia emails, and not only in East Anglia, but also in the University of Virginia, they have fought to keep all this stuff in because they don't want us to see their emails. They don't want us to see the raw data that they base their conclusions on. They're supposed to be able to go in, and we're just to trust them because they work for the government or because they have a degree in science. We should just listen to them and shut up. They shouldn't have to show anything or prove anything to us. And if we say otherwise, we're just ignorant deniers.
Deniers, yeah, again, you know, linking us with Holocaust deniers. Mm-hmm. And that, again, illustrates how desperate they are to enforce this narrative, because I'm not a scientist. You can debate the science again, but just look at the way they've enforced this narrative. Last week on the show, we played the ad, which is running on CNN, with Julia Roberts as the voice of Mother Nature saying, "I've starved greater species than you."
Yeah.
That ties right back to the Club of Rome, the first global revolution, when they said that they would sell global warming by characterizing humanity as the enemy. That is exemplified in that ad perfectly. And then we had things like the 2010 global campaign, which was an organization backed by huge corporations, government funded partly, my tax money went to pay for this, where they depicted school children who refused to lower their carbon footprint being violently exploded in the classroom. Yeah. They later had to apologize and remove that video. But again, it illustrated this authoritarian bullying campaign where people are shamed and called deniers, linked with Holocaust deniers, and shamed into believing this narrative, not based on any scientific argument, which they want to shut down and say the debate is over, completely flying in the face of the very fundamental nature of science, which is that it's, you know, an evolving process. We're always updating our knowledge. And they want to enforce this narrative and say, if you don't agree with it, if you don't lower your carbon footprint, if you don't buy the propaganda, then you're on a par with a Holocaust denier. And maybe you should even be killed. There are top environmentalists who say that people should be put in camps and enslaved in an eco-green police state.
Very similar to what they're saying about people who want to have informed consent about vaccines. I mean, we look at what's going on with this climate information. As you pointed out, if they're looking at the temperature from space, that's a very different way to measure the temperature than if you collect it on the surface. Because if you move it around, I mean, anybody that's driven around and looked at the temperature gauges on their car routinely back in North Carolina, I would see a 3 to 4 degree difference between where I lived in the woods and going back to the city, and it wasn't even a large city. If you want to put a thermometer on an airplane tarmac, you're going to get a much higher temperature reading. And, of course, they can fudge the data that way, but as they pointed out today in these recently released figures from this blogger who went back and looked at some of the data, they just add a degree here, add a degree there. If they won't show you the data and they tell you you've got to listen to them because they're an authority, that should raise red flags. Going to be right back with Paul. We're going to talk about something creepy from Sansom. They're basically channeling 1984. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Paul Joseph Watson is joining me from the UK for this segment. If you would like to call in and comment on some of the stories we've been talking about in terms of the loss of consent, the way people have been lied to by the CDC and the government and the media in the past, or if you'd like to talk about this climate change fiddling with the data, You know, if we question authority, we're called deniers, whether it's climate deniers or vaccines. You know, we're not denying that there's climate. We're not denying the efficacy of vaccines in theory. What we're concerned about are the way that they're using the data, misusing the data, lying to us about the risks involved in both vaccines and the way that they're manipulating the data so they can get some kind of a global carbon tax, also have global carbon indulgences that we pay to Al Gore and others. And this next section, I want to talk to Paul about Samsung. But if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Now, Paul, there's a story today about the Samsung TV. And, of course, we've been saying, Alex has been saying for a long time, that they're monitoring people through phones, through televisions, long before they admitted that, through your computer monitor, through the camera that's in your computer monitor. Long before they admitted that, Alex was saying that, you were saying that, and now Samsung is basically putting out a privacy policy when you buy their smart television that, as an Electronic Frontier Foundation activist pointed out in a tweet here, it looks exactly like Orwell's 1984. You know, this says, please be aware that if your spoken word, that your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. And he puts that side by side with a clip from 1984 where it says any sound that Winston made above the level of a very low whisper could be picked up. And, of course, there was no way of knowing whether you were being watched at any given moment. That's the world in which we live. But, of course, I guess, Paul, many people are willing to just willingly go into this Orwellian nightmare so they can use the latest electronic gadget.
Well, we now have a situation with the emergence of the Internet of Things whereby, you know, John McCain mentioned it in the aftermath of the Don Sterling controversy with the Clippers, where his private comments were made into a public controversy. McCain basically said, consider everything that you say, even in the privacy of your own home, not on the Internet, not over the phone, just private conversations. Consider that somebody could be listening. And now we're into that situation because this is a story that we broke in November. Now, finally, you know, 3-4 months later, TechCrunch is reporting on it. And I found, or I sent a link to Samsung's global privacy policy, and it basically says what you just read out, that they basically warn people not to engage in sensitive conversations because they're being recorded and potentially handed to a third party, because Samsung's smart TV works via voice activation and voice control. So, you know, you direct the television to turn on, to flip to a certain channel. They're also recording everything you say. What they don't report in TechCrunch today is the fact that one of our listeners actually contacted Samsung about this, called them up and asked, quote, is that what this is? Are you complying with a federal court order to record what's going on in my living room? The answer from the Samsung representative was, yes, sir, exactly. Now, wow. She seemed somewhat confused as to exactly what he was asking, but Samsung has not officially responded to this, the fact that they openly admit that your private conversations are being recorded and potentially handed on to a third party. And this is already happening with other technology. Microsoft Kinect users who were playing video games based around football management simulations, during the game, if their team was losing and they shouted out obscenities, In their own living room, the microphone from the Kinect picked up those obscenities, and within a day they received a notification from Microsoft, which basically punished them, took away some credits from their account because they'd used these obscenities during the game. So even in the privacy of their own living room, their private conversations, the words they speak are being picked up, and then you later use to punish them in terms of their game credits. So now Samsung admits that it's basically recording your private conversations. They could be passed on to this third party, which has created the software for the voice control. And again, as you said, the Electronic Frontier Foundation compared it to a passage out of Orwell's 1984. And the similarities are chilling.
Well, you know, it really is 1984, Paul, because we know that amongst the third parties that they're passing this information to, of course, is the NSA. And that's why they have pushed so hard for CISPA. We keep hearing in the wake of this supposed hack of Sony over the interview, we keep hearing that we need more cyber intelligence sharing. And that's what CISPA is a Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act. But you're not being protected. The whole point of CISPA is to protect these companies like Samsung who are spying on you and turning this information over to whether it's commercial interests for third parties or whether it's a government that wants to spy on you. The protection is to give them legal immunity from criminal actions, from civil lawsuits when they take your data and they use you as a profit center. So that's why they're doing it. They've been doing it for a very long time. They're just trying with CISPA to give legal immunity to the corporations who are cooperating with the surveillance state.
Yeah, and the NSA, I mean, William Binney has made the point many times, the size of NSA facilities like the one in Bluffdale, Utah, are so big that Binney makes the point, they can't just be for storing metadata. They wouldn't need facilities the size that they have and they're building more of just to store that data. They must be storing the personal content of people's private conversations, both online, email, text messages, and even through things like this voice activation program eventually. So it's not just about the metadata, it's about your private conversations. Another story, you mentioned intelligence sharing in the final few minutes here. I posted a blurb up on Infowars.com about 20 minutes before I came on the show because this just broke tonight. And we talk about shock fatigue often, how the tyranny is so out of control that nothing really surprises us anymore. Mm-hmm. This surprised me because it's emerged out of The Guardian that in the aftermath of the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris last month, of course, killing 12, wounding 11 during that horrific attack in Paris, people who purchased Charlie Hebdo magazine in Britain in the days and weeks after that attack were investigated by the UK police. Huh. So instead of investigating potential terrorists who might be inspired to attack European cities after the Paris atrocity, they were actually instead focusing their resources on getting the names and addresses of people who had gone to news agents to stores in England and purchased this magazine.
Wow.
Absolutely shocking.
You know, you're talking about fatigue, and I think that there really is a real danger in fatigue about the surveillance state, because it wasn't even a year ago that we had a Snowden document that was leaked. Of course, this one was leaked in Germany, and at that time, you know, people were just really getting tired of looking at what was coming out, I think. But it was three slides that were being circulated through the NSA, bragging about how they had created an Orwellian Big Brother state by using the iPhone. And they showed a picture of the iconic 1984 Apple commercial introducing the Mac, and they said, who would have thought in 1984, and then the next slide it says that this would be Big Brother, and they show Steve Jobs holding an iPhone. And then the third slide says, and that people would line up to buy it, and they show everybody lined up outside of an Apple store. That's exactly what's happening. It is 1984. They're laughing at us. It is an Orwellian tyranny, and yet people are lining up to get iPhones or lining up to get these stupid Samsung televisions because they can talk to them, and supposedly it'll do what they tell them to do, but it's listening to everything they say and reporting it back to the government.
Yeah, and iPhone location services. If you've got an iPhone, just go into your settings and look at your location history. Yeah. Every place you've visited is stored in your location settings. And, of course, we know that through the Snowden revelations, the NSA had direct access to Apple's servers. So
absolutely,
all that information is being fed back. Most people don't even know.
We're out of time, Paul. Thanks for joining us. Paul Joseph White.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this final segment. I'm going to go to your calls. I'll go to Jason in Texas in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about our new product, of course, Ancient Defense. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a powerful blend of 14 specific herbs and extracts. You can get that right now for 25% off. That's a special introductory offer. We also have another special where if you get two nascent iodine, you can get one ancient defense free. That'd save you $20. It's a way to stock up on X2 and support your immune system with ancient defense. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, you said you wanted to talk about vaccines. We've been talking about that a lot this program. Go ahead.
Yeah, David. So I just wanted to bring up the fact that everybody seems to be talking about if you're not vaccinated, then you know you're the one that's basically causing the infection or spreading the virus or the bacteria. But the one thing that people don't take into consideration is that you can still carry the bacteria or the virus in your nasal passages on your skin.
Yes.
When you are vaccinated, it does not guarantee that you are somehow impervious to infection. You could be a carrier just like HIV.
Yes.
And so.
Absolutely.
So,
and we've seen that in these outbreaks, as we talked about earlier in the program. Back in 2011, all of the people, including patient zero in that outbreak, had been vaccinated. Three of them had records that showed that they'd been vaccinated twice. We saw the case in Canada, where they had 52 out of, I think it was 98. It was about 53% of the kids that came down with measles in that outbreak. 53% of them had been vaccinated. So the numbers that they're giving you from the CDC have absolutely no credibility at all. We see that even in this most recent outbreak in Disneyland, 14% of the people who came down with it were vaccinated. Prior to that, they had an outbreak in California a year ago where 18% of the people who came down with it had been vaccinated. So it's not conveying immunity to those people. So the efficacy figures that they're giving us are cooked. And we also have a lot of questions about the safety. We've seen time and again issues brought up about the things that they've added to it, the adjuvants, the preservatives that we know are very dangerous. And so it's a rational thing to question this. But, of course, they don't care if we have any consent to what they're doing. They just want to force it on us.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing. I mean, I've put out information, I've put out studies, and nobody will read it. They just automatically believe whatever's on Fox News or whatever. But the one thing that I think that is super effective is I actually just started writing back to people saying, read the insert. And
yes.
Then I would include links that basically link to every vaccine and their manufacturer so that now they can't deny. They can't say that it's not credible because, you know, you just picked this off of some random news site. Now you're sending them the direct link of the insert, and I'm just responding, just read the insert. It's real simple.
Yeah.
It's no longer
but the problem, Jason, is that when we saw back in 1976, the CDC lied to people. At that time, they were still saying, hey, we need people's consent. So the way they got people's consent was to give them information about a vaccine that was different from the one that they actually used. So even then, they weren't telling people the truth. They weren't informing them in order to get their consent. They weren't informing them legally as what was happening. We saw a lot of people who came down with very, very serious reactions to that vaccine in a situation, as Mike Wallace pointed out, when he questioned the guy, David Censer, who was head of the CDC at that time, later became the CDC historian. I guess it's true what Churchill said, those who win get to write the history. He was panicking the public, even though they didn't have any cases that they could point to where people had come down with the swine flu. It was an absolute hoax perpetrated on the public. But, of course, the pharmaceutical companies made a lot of money out of that. Thank you so much, Jason. Let's move on to Andrew in Illinois. I got several calls I want to try to get through. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so I went to three pharmacies today, and none of them would part with their copies out of the vaccine bottle with the insert. One pharmacy did give me the vaccine information statement, which has nothing to do with what's inside the inside the package. But also that I noted that in the Disneyland vaccine outbreak, before it happened, they had dutifully had required all of their employees to get a measles vaccination.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Happened.
That's interesting, especially in light of the fact they want to tell us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that's where they got the measles from.
It's possible because they want to tell people that you can't get measles from it or that you can't spread measles from it, and yet when they finally came around to talking about the outbreak in New York in 2011, and that was only released in April of last year, it took them 3 years to talk about it. In that particular case, patient zero, the index patient, was somebody who had been vaccinated twice. They had the records. And she transmitted that to other people. They want to say, well, you can't really transmit. Even though it's a live virus, you can't transmit it to people because you'll just, at worst, you'll have measles-like symptoms. No, you can get measles and you can transfer it to other people. We've seen that happen. It happened in New York. Thank you, Andrew. Let's go to Doug in North Dakota. Doug? Hello, Doug. Are you there? Let's go to...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
go
here.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I'm here. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Hey, okay. My topic was information fatigue. It's getting real serious out here with those of us who are paying attention and trying to be a voice for reason and for sanity and to get the word out. And the situation that I see more and more and more is that people are totally either dropped out, they don't even know which ocean is on the east and west coast of the United States, much less the minutia of the information that we daily absorb. And I'm just curious, given the new FCC rollout of taking over the internet, if it isn't just time for us just to completely just drop out and take over the AM and FM airwaves pirate-like on the unused channels and just, you know.
Well, I don't know. Like you point out, it is an information war, and it is absolutely amazing to hear the kind of nonsense that's being spewed by people. We started out the program with that guy from a website called Blue Nation just saying, you know, listen to the doctors. I mean, like, they've gone to, like, these real, you know, specialized schools for years, and they know all the parts of your kids' bodies inside and out, you know. I mean, that's what passes for critical thinking anymore. Just listen to the people in authority, we're told. That's not good enough, and I don't really know what we do. It is very concerning what's happening to the FCC, because all this stuff about net neutrality and saying, we've got to protect you from the gatekeepers, really? The FCC is setting itself up as gatekeepers. We don't need the FCC on the internet. It's existed for years without them. We don't need them controlling content. And we see over and over again that that's specifically what they want to do. We've had FCC commissioners, the Republicans who are in the minority, point out that that's exactly what they want to do, surveying print media even, talking to them about, you know, how do you do the news? How do you determine what stories you're going to cover? They don't have any jurisdiction in print media, and they shouldn't have any jurisdiction on the internet. Let's go to Rick in Wisconsin. Rick.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey.
I'd like to tell you about my experience in the Air Force. I'm a former staff sergeant, and I had a massive reaction to the first flu shot back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And my name was on a list. Now, people better understand, with Obamacare, you will be put on a list. And if you do not comply, you will be forcibly inoculated, because I was in a situation where I was the only maintenance man that could report duty on my radar. And if it wasn't for my colonel, I'd have been subject to another flu shot. But
was it the swine flu? Was it the swine flu that you had a problem with, Rick?
This was in 1975-76.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been the swine flu problem.
I was so sick for 3 days. My wife worked at the hospital in Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, and it was completely full. There was no room for me to go to the hospital. That's how many people they had sick out there at the time.
Well, you know, that's a real lesson from history that we need to go back and look at, especially when we have all these appeals to just trust the government, to trust the media as how they're going to just do whatever they say. Back in 1976, as we point out in the earlier in the program, over 40 million people got that vaccine because the CDC was panicking people, and there were 4,000 people who had serious injuries, permanent injuries from that. Many people who died, and it was their relatives who were suing on their behalf. 4,000 people died. I'm sure there were a lot more people who were affected by it, just like you were. You weren't affected by it in a life-changing way. You got very sick, but you recovered. That's it for today. Join us again tomorrow. We're going to be here at 11 Central. We also have as a guest tomorrow Vanny Harry, who just won another victory, this time against General Mills, getting them to take a preservative out of American cereals that they don't put in anywhere else in the world. Join us tomorrow. We're going to be talking to her on the Alex Jones Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.